الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم من شيء كل امرئ بما كسب رهين صدق الله العظيم All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May He shower His choicest of peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His family, His companions, and upon all those who tread His path till the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as human beings, and relationships with others is part and parcel in all our lives. And when we look at the relationships in this world, everything, all the relationships are temporary. The moment a person leaves this world, he departs from this world, that relationship comes to an end. But there are certain relationships which are permanent. And one of it is the relationship between a parent and a child. This relationship, respected brothers, it is in this world. Similarly, the day of Qiyamah, the relationship will be shown. And inshallah, in Jannah too, the relationship will be seen by all of us, inshallah ta'ala. So the verse of the Quran which I have recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how the relationship between the parent and child continues all the way till Jannah. So, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Those who believe, وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ And thereafter their progeny, their children followed, بِإِيمَانٍ With good faith, أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ The promise for those individuals is, we will make them join with their children. So all of us, we have parents at the moment, or we have had parents in the past. But no matter who it is, all of us, inshallah, will meet our parents in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality. Ameen. So respected brothers, when it comes to a true Muslim, every day is a mother's day, every day is a father's day. It is not restricted to a particular day. And then, when we look at the relationship between the parent and the child, it takes different forms in different phases in life. When it comes to a young boy, for example, till he reaches the teenage or till he reaches adolescence, for him, his father is everything. For him, his father is the hero. But the moment the child enters the teenage, that perception the child had with regard to the father, towards the father is no longer there, it changes. And then even when it comes to the child doesn't look at the father the same way, similarly the father or the mother doesn't look at the child the same way, as different faces come in our lives. Like somebody said, at the age of 8, dad buys you an ice cream, you thank him by dripping it all over your lap. And when you were 13, he suggested you a particular haircut, and you thanked him by telling him you had no taste. And then you turn 19, he paid for your college tuition, and he took you to campus with your bags. You thanked him saying goodbye outside the dorm, so you wouldn't be embarrassed in front of your friends. When you turn 25, he helped you for your wedding, and he told you how deep he loved you. You thanked him by moving half across the country. When your dad turned 50, he fell ill, needed you to take care of him. You thanked him by reading about the burden parents become to their children. But few years later, he quietly died. And everything you never did came crashing down like a thunder on your heart. Respected brothers, this short, different ages we do different things to our parents. But the reality is, it happens. So in this khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, let us see what actions of children make their parents happy. Before I go into it, a request from all of you all who are here. Let us spend some time with our parents and ask them, what do you like me doing to you? How do you want me to look after you? What do you want me to do to you? Because most of us have not asked this question from our parents. We haven't gone to our mother and asked her, Mom, what do you want me to do? Maybe we might ask them if you have to attend to some household chores to buy something. That's different. But when it comes to an emotional attachment, many of us have failed to do it. But when it comes to our partner, our spouse at home, most of us have learned about our partner so much, it is more than we know about our parents. That's the reality. So respected brothers, if we have to interview our parents, one thing they will tell us is, they want us to be emotionally connected to them. They want us to be emotionally connected to them. So with regard to this, Quran speaks about it, a very short verse. It's part of a verse. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Be connected with them in a very good manner. When it comes to the parent and child relationship, from the time we came to this world, the parents look at us, the love they show to us is out of emotions. We are not, it is selfless love. They don't expect anything from us. If a partner loves the spouse, they expect something in return. But when it comes to a parent and child, the relationship, the love which the parents show towards the children is selfless. They don't want anything in return. But respected brothers, they want their children to be emotionally connected with them. How can we do this? How can we do this? One of it is, respected brothers, there are youngsters who are here as well. We need to spend time talking to them. We need to spend time talking to them. Now the youth will ask, what is there for us to talk to them? We are fine, we are happy. We go out on trips, we have nice moments, Eid comes, we share the joy, we do all that. But what am I going to talk to them about? Respected brothers, spare some time and talk to them about how we were when we were small. Most of us have not asked this question from them. There are, when I was born, like, what were you doing? What was your income at that time? You start talking to us about that. Ask Mama. Mama, my sister was with, and I was only the following year I come to this world. I think it would have been difficult for you to handle. How did you manage life? Talk to them. By talking to them in that way, respected brothers, we get connected to them emotionally. Our parents will start talking about how they built their first home. He will talk about a cement bag which costed 200 rupees or maybe 50 rupees. He wants somebody to listen because those are their accomplishments and they want their children to know about it. If the father starts to talk about his accomplishments, most of the children don't like to listen. So fathers don't talk about what they have done to the children. But if the children can initiate and make the father speak, make the mother speak, respected brothers, those children become connected to their parents within the hearts, brothers. Let us do this. Number two is another way of getting close to them. There are some actions which might look very small, but it takes a long way. One thing we need to bear in mind is, respected brothers, those who have parents today, we don't know who will part first. It's either us or them. But the moment our parent leaves us, we must remember, we have lost one of the doors towards our Jannah. We have lost that door towards Jannah. We have lost a person whose du'as are readily accepted in the court of Allah without any condition. In the hadith it is mentioned. So, certain actions should make our parents make du'a, because we have no doubt that du'a will be accepted. When we meet a sheikh, we will tell him, Sheikh made du'a. We meet an alim, an elderly person who is religious. We tell him, make du'a. But how many of us have gone and told our parents, make du'a for me? We might do it when we are facing tough times in life, when there is some financial crisis at home. But when it comes to smooth sail, we don't tell that to our parents. The moment we lose our parents, we need to remember that we have lost one of the greatest gifts we had. If our parents have made dua, Ya Allah, give this boy Jannah, sometimes that dua is enough for us to enter Jannah. So, moving on, kissing the forehead of our parents, whenever we meet them, it's a very important thing. Those who have parents, make use of it. Those who haven't, make dua for them. Because respected brothers, as I told you in the beginning, there are different faces in our lives. Today the youngsters who are at home, you have the privilege, you have that opportunity of seeing your blessed parents every day. The morning you leave to school, you see them. Evening when you get back, you see them. But there are so many brothers and sisters who don't have this ni'mah. Either because they are married and they are settled somewhere else. They are able to see their parents once in a while. Maybe once a week or once a month or annually, maybe few days. Respected brothers, sometimes when we leave the school, for the youngsters, when we leave the office, for those who are grown up, that could be the last time we might see our parents alive. That could be the last time. Maybe the news could reach us saying that our parents have departed. We don't know that. So let us look after them in a way that we are happy to say that I have looked after them in the best way possible. Not regret during the janazah thinking, no, I could have done that, I missed the opportunity. Not do that, but do your best when it comes to looking after the parents. With regard to emotionally connecting to them, respected brothers, share the happy moments and sad moments in life with them. It's very important. Yusuf alayhi salam shared his dream with his father when he was a little son. All of us know that. But respected brothers, when we grow up, when we settle in life, we work, we earn, we have our own income, we feel we are independent. Now, we don't update our parents about the happy moments we have in life sometimes. Maybe a boy is applying for a new job. He's going for an interview, but he doesn't update his parents about that. But his wife knows it. Why doesn't he want? Because he's not emotionally connected to his parents. He needs to inform them. Call them. Mom, I'm going for an interview today. This is the place, this is the time, this is the thing. Can you please make dua for me? This is what happened in the interview. The updated. You update your parents about what happened there. You're going to do a particular, you have been assigned a responsibility. You have to fulfill that. You have done the job. You get their duas before you do it. And inform them about how everything went. They feel that they are respected, honored, dignified. Our relationship doesn't end with marriage. So we need to share our good moments. Maybe we have plans of buying a vehicle. We need to inform our parents. We brought one, show it to them. We have done something, we have achieved something in life, inform them, update them about it. So respected brothers, this is another one. Then the next one is keeping in touch. It's very important. Especially the people who get married, lose that after some time. Keeping in touch means frequently at least talking to them over the phone. Just calling them and asking them how are things. Because now they are at home. They have nothing to do. They don't go out to the world to meet people like they used to do. They are no longer working anywhere. Their socializing circle has become very small. Nobody comes to visit them. But when they were working, they had so many visitors at home. But now nobody comes. That circle dries out. Now imagine the children also don't contact their parents. For them to make a call, it's a very difficult thing today. For the sons. And similarly, respected brothers, when they receive a call from their parents to call back, some children don't have that courtesy as well. To call back and tell the parents, I saw your call, I was in a meeting, what is the matter? Our mother, our father is not going to talk to us for hours. They're going to talk for few minutes. If we are unable to spare that with our parents, respected brothers, we don't know how our children will treat us. We need to keep in touch. We need to keep in touch. We need to tell our partners. We need to teach them that we have to tell our wife, you have to maintain good relationship with your parents, even after marriage. I will make sure I do the same. You have to answer the calls from your parents. I will answer mine. Both have to help each other in doing this. But it is sad to say, in our community, this is some sisters who stop their husbands from interacting with their parents. And other way as well. There was a brother we spoke to once. He said he doesn't want his wife to even think about her parents. I repeat the word, think. If you have to live with me, you are not supposed to even think about your parents. We had to talk to him, convince him and tell him that it is beyond human power not to think about something. So it crosses the heart. Finally he agreed, okay, you can think, but you can't talk about them, you can't call them, you cannot have any connections with them. So respected brothers, being emotionally connected, those who are not married, make dua to get partners who will help you to be connected with your parents. Those who are married, work towards it. Youngsters, utilize the opportunity you have in getting connected to your parents before it is too late. The second point is being grateful to what they have done. Being grateful to what they have done. Our parents have never told us what they did to us. They never told us. But respected brothers, don't look for what you don't have. Look for what you have and value what you have. Value what your parents have given you, especially for the youngsters here. What happens is, youngsters of today, we start comparing ourselves with other. We compare our parents with others, the peers. The parents of our peers in school, in class, in our circle. If his father can get him a PlayStation, why can't you get one? Little boy. He hasn't even entered his teenage. He talks about PlayStation. For Eid, respected brothers, there are so many fathers who will spend their money for the sake of the family, forgetting themselves. And a day before Eid comes, and then the wife asks him, what did you get for you? He says, nothing. I want to see you all happy. Our parents have spent so many Eid, where they didn't get any new shoes, new clothes, nothing. But they wanted to see us smile. They sacrificed their likings just to see us smile. Let us be grateful for the little things they have done. Sometimes we don't know how much they have done. If we have to take account of how much they have spent for our education, respected brothers, it is beyond human intellect sometimes. He has spent millions sometimes. But the moment the son gets his degree, whatever he graduates, he forgets. We are not telling him to pay back a loan to his father, his mother. But what we are saying is, he needs to be grateful to what the parents have done. Because the loan will not be settled back to the parents, like somebody said. It will be settled by this individual to his children. So if his father has spent 5 million for his education of this child will pay the debt to his child. But he has to sponsor his education, the child's education. That's how it goes. Number 3 is unity between the siblings. This is very, very important. Because when our parents are alive, it is easy to be united. Because when there is some argument, quarreling, as human beings, we might come across amongst the siblings, there is someone who is elderly who is going to tell us, forgive, forget, control things. Sometimes that's the mother, sometimes it is the father. For the moment both leave, we have the option. As children, we need to bear in mind, not a single parent would like to see their children living separate or being disunited. They don't like to see that. Even when we were small, if we were to fight for a toy, our parents come and they were trying to reconcile in a way that both are happy. That is for a toy. But respected brothers, what about the situation when we have grown up, we have finished degrees, we have graduated from the best universities, but now we don't understand the importance of being united. Those who have lost their parents, make sure that unity between the siblings is extremely important. Because if they are not united, the grandchildren of the person who passed away will be affected. And that's a domino effect. It can go on till generations. And a time might come when somebody might ask, do you know who I am? I don't know you, uncle. I am your so and so. I'm your father's this. And think, okay. And you meet him in another janaza house or during another walima or a nikah. And then uncle says, do you remember me? And the young boy says, yes, I remember you. I met you, I think, in that particular wedding. He says, yes. Do you know how I am related to you? I don't recall what you said. Because the young boy meets tens, sometimes hundreds of people who come and ask the same question from him. Do you know who I am? Everybody knows the young boy because the boy was small when the family separated. But the boy doesn't know what really happened when he was a young boy. So tens and hundreds of people come to him and tell, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? It doesn't register for him because the families have split. And finally, respected brothers, those who have lost their parents, those who have lost their parents. A Sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asks, is there any obedience to parents? Hal baqiya min birri abawayya shay'un abarruhuma bihi ba'da mawtihima. Is there anything I can do to my parents after their demise? He said, five things. Number one, he said, pray for them. That is Salatul Janaza. You pray for them. Then he said, supplicate for their forgiveness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. Number three, he said, fulfill their promises after death. Fulfill their promises after death. Number four, he said, to maintain the ties of kinship with the relations. To maintain the kinship. And finally he said, to honor their parents, to honor their friends. To honor their friends. Imagine if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to honor the friends of our parents, how much importance should we give to make sure that our family is united and living a happy, understanding family life. So respected brothers, there are so many other things when it comes to dealing with our parents. So many things which we need to bring in. But the youngsters of today, sometimes they look at their parents like an enemy. So many parents talk to us today. They tell, you know, he has become violent at home. There are various reasons for this. There are many reasons. Some youngsters, the moment they turn to their teenage, they start moving with bad friends. These bad friends have bad habits. So these youngsters fall prey to those habits and their behavior at home changes. Some of the youngsters have their emotional love should be towards their parents, but they found some outside partner to show their emotional love. They found someone in college or some random person who walked in the street or came into class, and they put all their emotions into that relationship, and now the parents are no longer existing for them. So they see the parents as a huge threat. They don't open up. And then there are youngsters of today who are addicted to games. So they are addicted to games that they don't understand what their parents are saying. So whenever the parents come forward with a suggestion, they tell them not to do this, do this, don't do that, do this. It's very difficult for youngsters to accept it. A request to the youngsters is, if you need not bring tears of joy in your parents' eyes. You need not bring tears of joy in your parents' eyes, but make sure your parents don't have tears because of the sorrow, distress, anxiety due to your behavior. Don't behave in a way that they start crying. They are on the verge of cursing you. Don't go to that level. Because if we do that to them, we don't know what our children will do to us tomorrow. And if you have to ask people who have lost the gift of the parents, they will tell how valuable it is. Like in Arabic it is said, قَدْرُ النِّعْمَةِ بَعْدَ زَوَالِهَا. You value a ni'mah after you lose it. So those who have it sometimes might not appreciate it. But all of us have so many loopholes, or we have been weak in fulfilling our duties towards our parents. We need to start from today onwards. We need to improve from where we are because the opportunities are limited. We don't know when they will leave or we will leave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our bond which we have with our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us children who will make our parents cry out of joy and happiness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being children who will become a burden to our parents. Wa akhir da'waya and alhamdulillah.